Bombshell Brunches, where your hosts Raquel Rodenberg and Christina Lau sip and spill with badass babes every Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday! Oh, this is a weird episode.
This is going so well already. Congratulations, Raquel, for arriving back into my world. We saw each other today and had this really weird moment of like, oh, so many emotions have happened. We haven't seen each other in a month and a half, which is probably the longest time that we haven't really spoken.
Yeah.
For like
I'm talking no
years.
Zoom, no yeah. nothing.
We batch recorded these episodes and then I dropped off the face of Vancouver Earth and went traveling all around Europe and the UK and to New York. And now I'm back. And Raquel didn't travel for once in her life.
Yeah.
So we swapped for a
stuck.
Hot minute.
Very, very
yeah,
stuck.
Yeah, but when we saw each other, Raquel walked in the door and there was just this kind of like, hello.
I was like, your face. Yeah. I haven't seen your face in so long.
I know. Now our faces are next to each other once more.
Yes.
Good job, us.
Yay,
congratulations, us.
Thing.
We're back. And we have some news. Are we going to say straight away or are we going to celebrate?
Well, we have to celebrate. We have a lot of news. So it's been 2 years. We have officially been podcasting for 2 years.
Well over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many hours you
Every
have
Tuesday.
Listened to our voices. I don't know how many times you have heard the Terrible Tuesday song. I can guarantee you still can't replicate it because neither can we. But yeah, 100 episodes.
More than 100.
Oh, yes, more than 100.
Yeah, we bypassed it. And what did we get? We got over 10,000
we hit over 10,000 downloads some time
which
ago.
Which doesn't include YouTube. So those are just the podcast downloads, which
yep.
is amazing.
That's huge. And we did, how many live streams did we do? We did 4 months of live streaming
oh
with
gosh.
TELUS. Shout out TELUS.
Go TELUS. Story hands.
apparently, if you're special, you get a song. TELUS, thank you for your support.
And we're going to start releasing those. So those will be released on our YouTube. I cannot tell you exactly what day.
Because it's reliant on me and I can't tell you.
But if you sign up for our newsletter, please sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter.
Sign up for the newsletter.
I think that'll be the best way because we've got a lot of changes, a lot of shifts coming up. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to miss any of them. And social media... it's just things move so quickly on it that I feel like if you're just following us on social, like Instagram, I mean, you can do that too, but I feel like you might miss some of these updates. So definitely follow us on our newsletter. You can get there by going to www.bombshellbrunches.com. And then on there, there's like, I don't know, two different places that you can sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah. And I have to say, Glenn on the team built that beautiful website.
And it's amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
It's beautiful. If you for no even if you don't sign up, just go and peruse,
yes.
you know?
And if you need a website, let us know because we'll pass you along to Glenn, who's incredible.
That's very true. While we're talking about that, actually, I do have to do the second shout out to Chris. Chris
yes.
Steinkamp has been doing our audio for the last four months. We've had amazing team members in the past as well who are all incredible. Grace has been your lovely friend on social media all this little while. And I do want to shout out a couple of the OGs, Christy Chan, Bosco, Lee, Hannah, what did I just say? Hannah? I was going to say Hannah McLeod. That's not Hannah's name.
Gordon.
Hannah Gordon. I was like, who's Hannah McLeod? You know who Hannah McLeod is, I think?
I don't know.
I think she was my neighbor when I lived in London 10 years ago. So, I mean, hi.
You have London brain. It's
I have
fine.
London brain. Hannah Gordon. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. And also Cisco, Elvin Cisco. What is with my names? This is Rudenberg Raquel, apparently, and I'm Laustina.
Laustina. Laustina Crick.
My goodness. I can't even blame jet lag anymore. But anyway, thank you for... I do want to say that because it's really hard to constantly thank the people that you want to constantly thank, even though you always want to do it. But they're so important and they've been amazing. And yeah, really excited. It sounds like we're eulogizing right now.
It's been keeping us going for 2 years. Yeah. They've been our rocks. So
yeah, pretty really amazing. Have.
So we have some more updates after doing the live stream for Tell a Story Hive. I think we had some takeaways.
Yes. Number one,
some of the many.
never let someone wear logos, tiny logos, when you're filming. Terrible, terrible idea. I had to sweep Raquel's like clothes for this, for logos. Yeah. I'm just not wearing it. There's no logos anywhere.
Yeah.
Can't. No
get
bad.
Get taped off a lot.
Get taped off. Taped, yeah. Yeah. Taped and that sounds, as bad as it is.
It was like an ugly black tape.
Yes.
But I meant, what I really meant was more about leveling up our content.
Yes.
Bringing in some better visual elements. I mean, we've been abroad for so long. Or I have, and then you have recently.
Yes.
So we've been living on Zoom and we're really excited because for the next while we're in the same place.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring you a new season.
That's right.
Which means we're going to season. So we will not be posting weekly anymore, which is scary.
There's the drama. Oh my God. So further like context.
Will we sing It Is Tuesday if we're not releasing weekly?
Let's not talk about sad things right now. We don't know yet. Okay.
It could happen.
Well, it could.
Maybe in the season we still release on Tuesdays.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should. We have a loyalty to Tuesdays. Tuesdays have done so much for us.
They really have.
They really have.
I love Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are now great. They weren't. They were the February of the week. For this, you know, this hemisphere.
Yes.
I was going to say we didn't miss a week.
No.
Like in this, and that was the other
2 years.
That's 2 years we didn't
miss. No matter what,
a week.
COVID, flights, death. Lost flights, deaths. I was going to say births, but there was no births.
No.
So I'm sure someone birthed someone.
I mean, somebody probably
somewhere.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. But we can't. Yeah, we can't talk about everybody right now. But yes.
But all of the things across continents.
Yeah. Didn't miss an episode.
No.
It's quite jarring, actually. I think I might have like
some PTSD.
Yeah. I think I might have a little bit of like stress fractures of the emotions for the amount of times we're like, we're running out of episodes.
Yes.
So.
Which was very real.
It happened. Was very real. Yeah. Yeah. But we made it work. So good job, us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for leveling up, the reason we were thinking to go towards seasons is also so that we have more time to be really thoughtful about who we're bringing on, at what time of year, what subjects we're discussing, and we can really plan things out better and kind of level up in that way.
And go hyper local. We've really been.
And go hyper local. So it's amazing doing things on Zoom because you can invite people from everywhere, but we're so excited to be local and to shine the spotlight on fellow, I was going to say Vancouverites, but it's like the whole lower mainland, you know,
I think
local.
So.
BCers.
Well, and I've got to say, you know, Chris, Glenn and I had this conversation and it was Glenn that had brought it up a couple of times. And the first time we were a little bit resistant as a whole to not releasing every week because it was something that, you know, we'd really steeped into what we do and kind of, I don't know, all of you out there, if you're the type of people that, you know, all of these creatrepreneurs and these creative thinkers and small business owners, you're like, I've said this, I've committed to this, I'm going to do it now until I die. Like, you know, and it gets really intense to shift that neural pathway, to shift that into a new way of thinking. But Glenn had a really great point and he was like, it's time. It's really time to like take the things that we learned from TELUS. You know, we got the licensing on Optik TV, which is still available, so you can watch it. And then we got the live stream with the first edition of Story Hive, Summer Crew. And that allowed us to kind of combine the visual element and go hyperlocal. Mm-hmm. And the stories that we're now looking at, like for all of you to understand more about what's inside these messy Tuesday brains, I need to paint you the picture of like where our plan is, like where we've always wanted to go. And Raquel, you said it so beautifully earlier, this is about building that community.
Yeah.
And we need to tell these stories in a multimedia way. And we've been bootstrapping, and we've had you as our amazing audience and community and friends and family and fellow bombshells to like really support that. And we just feel like if we kept going in this way, we would be ticking over rather than leveling up. And that is exactly what we have committed to be as bombshells to begin with.
And right? I'm so excited to have the local content. Cause like, you know, when you watch a movie and it was filmed in your city and you're like, I know that place.
Yeah.
That's my coffee shop. Or like my work is across the street. There's just some like little light that comes alive when you're in your hometown. And I want that. I want that for our community. I want that for our audience. And we started as Vancouver. And so it's pretty cool to be able to highlight, you know, local Vancouverites doing amazing things.
Yes.
Whether they're physical places you can go see, they're businesses that you can support and benefit from. You know, I think that's going to be so fun for people to be able to take a look and say like, oh my gosh, I see them at my farmer's market every Saturday or whatever it is that whoever comes on the podcast. I think that's going to be really exciting.
I think that's a great point. And I think we're coming into like what, year three of the pandemic.
We're in the endemic. I learned this word.
What? Oh, yeah. We're in endemic phase. We're in endemic. Great. Okay. good job. So we're in this new phase, but I think the learnings, and we've said before, we haven't really processed. And for me personally, I have really embraced my need to be a neighbor now, like my need to be in my local space, even if that means for me as a transnational kid, that means me going back to London and I want to go and get to know the coffee shop owner. I want to go and get to know the person who's downstairs. Like I know my door person. I know my, you know, my local favorite restaurant, where we brunch. but I think it's important for us to start thinking about this as we move into a changing season. We're moving into a next phase as a society. And what we really value and what I hope you also value is becoming better neighbors.
And actually the Story Hive live stream content that we did really was pivotal in changing my thoughts about this. I mean, now, you know, we saw an apiary, so like a honey
bee farm
that also has a shop, and it's like down the street from me, and now I refuse to buy honey anywhere but there. Okay. Like it's a perfect little drive.
I do,
like,
see okay, it.
I haven't Lydia? Seen her yet. I keep seeing other people there, but they're all so, I mean, there's such a wealth of information. Everyone there is amazing. But it's really cool, you know, and now I'm really going, it's not out of my way, but I'm making sure that I'm not just getting cheese at the supermarket or meat at, you know, superstore. I'm going to Hopcots to get really nice, high quality.
The best
meat.
Beef jerky also.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So hyperlocal.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have, the opportunity to talk to all of you beforehand about some of the things you might want us to go looking for in Vancouver and Lower Mainland.
Message us. Message us on Instagram. Email us. Our email's on the website. And
sign up to that mailing list,
yes,
too.
Yes, sign up to the mailing list. If you have ideas of people that you think would be a good guest, let us know. We want to know your favorite haunts. It's October. I'm very into Halloween, so haunts is my favorite word this month.
Good. Well, here's the trick or treat for you all. Surprise, we're ghosting.
Yeah. I'm just
she's not wrong. See you in the springtime.
That's right.
Yeah.
For first quarter, you can expect season one.
Yeah.
pilot season?
Season one?
Yeah. Whatever we call it. It is.
I don't
first
know what
season.
We're gonna call it. Bombshell launches. it could work. Who knows? We'll find out. Yeah. It will be most likely on a Tuesday. So prepare for that. Some Tuesday in springtime will arrive.
AKA next Tuesday, we won't have a new podcast out. So if you take away anything from this episode.
Oh yeah, this 20-minute rant.
This is the last episode of weekly consistent episodes.
Just to be real clear,
the next
episode
will come out as a season. We will have content coming out on our YouTube, which is visual content from the live stream. Mm-hmm. We'll let you know through the newsletter and also on our Instagram, but please, newsletter is the best place to get it, get that information. That will be coming out weekly. But we need to discuss the set date on when that will launch. So hold tight for that, but it will be soon.
Yep.
And, that'll keep you guys busy up until our next season.
That's right. Oh, you didn't talk about the events.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We're so excited because this having seasons is also going to give us a little bit more space to do events. So you can expect every season we'll do an event. What we'll be doing in that event will kind of tie into the season and the content that's going on. So we're really excited. We're excited to see you and to meet some of you that we haven't met and don't know.
Because
like we've just been abroad and not able to actually get
and busy
space.
Okay, we've been busy.
We've also been busy.
It's been difficult.
Everyone's busy.
I would like to be less busy,
which is also why it's nice if once a season. It's not like a monthly thing you have to come to.
Yes, I'm not organizing monthly events anymore.
We're not doing that.
No, there's no we in this.
Once a season,
I am not doing that.
Once a season, we'll meet up. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Good.
Makes me good.
Well, until later, I feel sad.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Maybe you'll just see us on Instagram. We'll start popping up more.
Yeah, send us a message.
You can see us on TikTok.
Oh my gosh. I have to join TikTok.
We have a bombshell TikTok. There's like one video up.
What?
Yeah. We're going to start doing more. What video is it?
Oh my.
It's just Christina's face when she was sleeping one day. I'm just kidding.
That would probably be kind of entertaining.
That would be so funny. Welcome to Bombshells, where we watch
my resting rest face. It's my resting rest face. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I guess we're not. This is the Lord of the Rings goodbye. Now you hang up. No. Okay. Well then. No. You. Okay. Bye.
It's weird.
Bye.
It's weird to think that next week.
We promised that we're going to do this. We have to do it now.
I know.
So we goodbye.
Like single tier.
Single tier. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Goodbye.
See you not next Tuesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, Bombshells. In order to continue to elevate, please rate and follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and hit us up on Instagram at Bombshell Brunches, where we'll be listening for your feedback, ideas, and guest suggestions. Until next time, stay focused, fierce, and fabulous.